The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you handle mistakes at work? Well, I blame other people. No, not really. That's not what I do. Let's talk about that now on Friday. We made it. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right. So Anthony informed us that he made a very big mistake yesterday.
Well, yes. It was a grave one. It's dear to my heart. And how will I ever get over?
How are you going to recover from
How am I going to redeem yourself is the question.
I am a National Day host. That is my thing on the show, guys. Yeah, let you guys know what the National Day is. And I let you down because yesterday was not National Coffee Day. It was actually National Beer Day, National Drink a Beer Day, and National Suns Day.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you something, because I'm sick of the beer thing, and I think we all are. Every day is something beer.
Yeah, you know what?
So maybe...
I'm not really sick of beer.
No, but maybe subconsciously, you just wanted to skip it because beer is being shoved down our throats and we're tired of
it. There it is, dude. You know what? Maybe if it was...
Why are you coming up with excuses for him?
Okay? That's good, dude. That's what's up.
You just read the wrong page. That's what
happened. Get you some friends who find excuses for you. That's great.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
You don't have to think of your own. No, you know what? If it was National Seltzer Day, I probably would have not forgot it because I'm more of a seltzy guy now.
What you do when you make a mistake at work is you admit the mistake, you correct yourself, and you move forward.
Yeah,
and sometimes hanging on to stuff.
Depending on the layer or the gravity, like, you know, the magnitude of the mistake, you don't have to broadcast it to everybody.
Thank you.
Which we did broadcast it, and I'm sure somebody walked in and was like, hey, I heard you guys got free coffee today because the Dana Cortez show told me.
Sorry, if you walked in somewhere yesterday, you asked for free coffee at Anthony A. Comedy, I'll guide you in the right direction.
I'm going to say it over again. Starbucks has free coffee tasting today.
They have free coffee today, dog.
Krispy Kreme has a free medium coffee, no purchase necessary. And Circle K has some stuff, too.
As you can see, DJ Automatic will throw you under the bus. Quit
Don't make me look bad.
National Day, Anthony.
Well, okay. Of course, today is National Coffee Day. The real National Coffee Day. But what I want to wrap it up on is we miss it yet. No, it's coming up tomorrow. International Podcast Day, y'all. So I'm encouraging y'all to go check out the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Because we're missing, because we're not here on the weekends. Yeah, yes. But we are always available on demand. Ooh. Weekend, morning, noon, and night. Search Dana Cortez Show wherever you stream podcasts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about Ariana and Johnny in today's Down in the DM breakdown. You remember that? Because they were having issues, but it was actually Ariana's mom who figured out that Johnny is talking to women while he's gaming.
He's on this app called Twitch all the time now. He does, in fact, talk to women on there, and I find out that he's a fan of a lot of different gamer girls.
So I'm pretending to be one of these women, Leah, and I'm calling Johnny. Let's find out if it goes down, and then let's talk about the mom getting involved in their relationship.
John, it's me, silly. I was just thinking about our little talk the other night.
I've never talked to you before in my life. Come on, who is this?
Talking to me, John. Who was it? If it wasn't Leah, who was it?
Hold on just a second. Pause for just a minute. So it doesn't sound to me like Johnny's doing anything right at this point, but the mom clearly heard something. So this conversation continued in the Down in the DM.
Is this because of the stuff your mom keeps saying? Please, get over it. It's not true.
She has no reason to lie to me, John.
I have no idea why she said it, but she's lying. And now she got you acting all crazy.
Well, what's the story then, John? Who did she hear you talking to? She said she heard you late.
Look. I have no idea who you are, lady, but you need to mind your own damn business.
Do not talk to her like that. I called her to help me.
I don't know why you don't just call me. She doesn't need to be on the phone. I got to go.
So, okay, maybe Johnny's not doing something, but Johnny's also not working and contributing to the household. And I don't understand why a mom would lie, whatever the case is. If I hear one of my daughter's boyfriends or whatever the case is doing something suspect, I'm going to tell my daughter.
Of course you are.
But assuming
that's your family.
Assuming something never works, though. Like, and this is where women oftentimes go wrong, is that they don't have all the facts in line. Like, my man was just getting his gaming on, and I'm pretty sure he's using it to take a mental decompress from these women.
Anthony, wow.
Now we're here, where he's getting accused of cheating.
He should take a mental decompress and get an application, is what he should do. Mm. And my question is, why would anybody be mad at this mother? Like, he's mad at the mother-in-law. Now, I get it. She's living there, too. It's probably a lot of pressure on poor Ariana.
It sounds like a toxic situation. All the way
Automatic,
around.
I agree.
But the mom was in the right. If I was, I would want my. Yeah.
What? You really want your mom to tell you, Anthony?
It's your mom.
The
mom
your mother.
Is, your mom's got to have your back against
she's
everyone.
She's not in the right when she's wrong. Like, my mom messes stories up all the time and she already knows.
Granted, if this came from my mom, I would probably triple check the sources.
Yeah, dude, moms mess up all the time.
Line three, Smokey's been holding. What you think, man?
Mom needs to mind her own business. That's probably why she ain't got a man.
Oh, maybe
if old girl didn't wear granny panties, he'd be playing Call of Booty instead of Call of Duty.
Yeah, dude. You gotta call in all the time.
He calls in with bars.
Yeah, dog.
Bars. What is going on? Okay, all right. But look, that's her daughter. She thinks that she has an obligation to say, hey, this man may be cheating on you.
Did she ask her husband first before she started running her mouth?
Well, first of all, they're not even married, and that man don't even
know. No. Did mom ask her husband?
The mom ain't got a husband.
Yep, then she needs to keep her mouth shut. There's a reason why.
This man. Smoke, we appreciate you. Call back anytime.
Smoke out.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sports fans are angry at Taylor Swift. I'll tell you why right now. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dart, this story and more. But first, celebrity birthdays, Anthony, eh?
We have Kevin Durant celebrating his birthday and Halsey celebrating a birthday as well.
Bad Bunny, usually down to talk to paparazzi, was caught on video actually yelling at one of these reporters, calling him a c***n. And it's because the reporter caused all this frenzy and was crushing a child.
Oh.
Look, I'm all about freedom of the press. I said this earlier. We're in this industry. We want that, but you can't be hurting people.
Nope.
I notice how you make your living, but come on now.
Shout out Bad Bunny being for the kids. Latino
gang. Now we'll move on and we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Ply's latest reaction to her dancing with Knives. He's a little concerned. You know, usually he's got jokes. Yes, she's dancing with these knives.
So when I first read about it on Twitter, I was like, oh, I got to go watch this video.
Oh,
and those knives were no joke. Those are like...
She cut herself.
Oh, she did.
You see that. That's why cops were called to her home to do a wellness check. Now they cleared. Everything's fine. But it's evident that things aren't fine.
I thought she was doing a tribute to the Shakira dance where she dances with knives.
El Jefe? Mm-hmm. Hopefully her dad intervenes and becomes her conservator again.
And you can go watch the video at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
And then finally, Taylor Swift fans say that she put Travis Kelce on the map. His fans are very upset. Your fans, Travis Kelce, will never be greater than Taylor Swift fans. Even Kendrick Lamar admitted when he jumped on her song, Bad Blood, his fan base increased 100-fold because the people who love her, I mean, they are ride or die.
Facts. Well, did you know who he was, Dana Cortez, or no? Did you know who Travis Kelce was or no?
I still have to keep looking down here at my nose to remember the man's name. No, I don't know who that man is.
Well, you're a Cowboys.
I failed you as a husband.
She is a Cowboys fan. They don't know much about football.
Whatever. That's your daily dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Fabian Mora was speeding on the highway. So county sheriff's deputies in Bexar County, they pulled him over. And they're like, hey, so you're going too fast. They noticed Fabian looks a little odd. They found 10 bundles of black tar heroin in his car.
What the fuck? Why
are you speeding, Fabian? If I had, and I would never have it, but if I had any kind of illegal substance in my ride, I'd probably be driving 5 miles under the speed limit, seatbelt on.
Yeah, there was actually more drugs there, but they were actually in his system. Yeah.
So that's probably what it was.
I was going to say, Fabian doesn't make the best life decisions. Black hair tarwin being the first one.
Black tar heroin.
Whatever.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's bad for you.
The heroin is so cut with God knows what, it looks like in different colors.
Oh.
It's so impure.
That was informative right there.
Well, the black tar heroin found in Fabian's car was worth $620,000. He had 7 kilos. Bricks.
Damn, dog.
Bad life decisions, big bank accounts.
Guess so.
All right. Other bad life decision, an Oregon man tricked a woman into thinking she was becoming a DEA agent for an entire year.
What?
I said that right. That's right. This man's name, Tristan Golden, tricked a woman into believing that she was training. He went online and bought a fake badge, a fake DEA jacket, and a fake AR-15 BB gun, and would take her along to introduce her to homeless people and tell her that she was meeting confidential informants.
Stupid. How did... I've got so many questions, but for a lack of time, let me give you this one. How did she figure out it wasn't real?
So there was a reel police officer driving by, and he noticed these two standing outside of a car with these DEA jackets on, and he pulled up and asked them and quickly realized that this guy was a fake.
So the only reason she figured it out is because the cop pulled up?
Exactly. Wow. So now Mr. Golden is being held in jail, and he could possibly be facing up to 3 years and a $250,000 bond for impersonating an officer.
Well, Fabian Mora's smarter than at least one person on the planet, that's for sure.
I got a serious question for you guys.
Okay.
Would you ever spend $300,000 on a doghouse?
I don't have $300,000, no!
So what was once a dumpy tin roof shack in Costa Rica that was home to a dog is now worth $300,000.
Why?
Because it got hit by a meteorite.
What? So it upped the value.
It upped the value of the doghouse. Rocky is okay. That's the dog.
Okay, okay.
And they're also selling the meteorite now for $80,000.
Oh, my
gosh. So this family came up on $380,000 just by being in the right place at the right time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.